News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, Ireland is going to miss the deadline to implement the EU Pay Transparency Directive with a phased rollout planned and continued uncertainty for employers as a function of this due to lack of legislation and guidance. Julie Galbraith is with us. She's Chief Business Officer at Arrakis and Chair of the Employment Law Association of Ireland. Julie, remind us what the requirement from the EU actually is.
Morning, Anton. How are you? The EU requirement talks about the EU Pay Transparency Directive, as you have said. So the directive continues a long line of European directives, which are really around equal pay for equal or like work. So your listeners will be equipped and know all about the gender pay gap rules. So those came out a couple of years ago. This directive is the next line in that whole area. And as we may know, directives don't naturally have direct effect in Irish law. So they require the Irish government to implement Irish legislation in order to bring in an EU directive into Irish law. So the Pay Transparency Directive is designed to take a lot of the secrets, is what the EU would say, out of recruitment and employee retention in Ireland. So when Shane joked there about the pay and aspects like that in the workplace, that is really important for employees. They don't like thinking that they're on a certain salary and somebody else is on a different salary for doing the same work. So this directive is designed to take that secret away. So employers must provide pay ranges for jobs before someone interviews for a role or as part of that recruitment process. They are not allowed to ask candidates coming into a job to give information about their pay history, so that it'll actually be illegal in the future for an employer to say, what is your current salary, or tell me about your past pay. And the idea there is to ensure transparency, so that band to really apply once a role is being advertised. There will be new rights for employees who are already in jobs, and they are things like information, so that someone can look at their individual pay level and the average pay levels for someone in that role. Employers can't require employees to have, I suppose, secrecy clauses in their contract. So again, your listeners might be aware, a lot of times it will say in an employment contract, you shouldn't discuss your pay, your remuneration, your bonus with other employees. That won't be allowed to be in contracts anymore.
And Julie, what's the delay in the transposition from the EU directive, and how long do we think the delay is going to be?
We don't really know, I suppose, in fairness to the government. And again, this wouldn't be unusual. So if you think the Work-Life Balance Directive came out a few years ago, that was a right to request flexible working and remote working. The Irish government was fined about 1.5 million by the EU for not having that in place in time. So it does happen in terms of some employment rights directive that it will take the Irish government a little bit of time to draft their own legislation. So in order to do that, there will have to be a few changes, like the WRC will need new powers. There needs to be a reporting portal put in place. There should be analytical tools that are established by the government that employees and employers can go online and check these things out. We're not ready for that yet. So there will be phased implementation of this directive, and some things will come out sooner than others, but we're not ready yet for the June 7th deadline. We will have some of the easier things first, like those questions, banning questions about your old salary, but we're not ready for the rest. But this is a lot of work for employers. I was just going to add in that there's an awful lot of work still to get ready for this. They have to do a lot of analysis of their own documents and their own pay bands, and there still is a lot of work even without the June 7th deadline.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Julie. Julie Galbraith, Chief Business Officer at Arrakis and Chair of the Employment Law Association of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.